before we work our way through these, Brandon had just asked, which was a good question, but I'll go ahead and repeat what I just told him, exactly which appointments and boards are scheduled for today. And I said almost all, and I know Senior Service Board, Board of Adjustment, Planning and Zoning Board appointments, Airport Board, Library Board, Transportation Advisory Board, Developmental Connections SB 40 Board, EEZ Board, and Sewer Board. We are talking about, and let me back up just a moment. We did, in fact, go through the agreement that you are here for and interested in.
Yes.
We have done that. We have yet to sign it. But I could do that if you'd like to take it upstairs.
I'll be glad to do that.
Do we have airport board appointees at this time of the year, or we've tried to move everything to the first of the year, but
airport,
it takes a while to get that arranged whenever you get your
airport board terms are through the end of July.
Okay.
So they're through August 1st, except that you have one that one member has stepped down, so you have a replacement for him.
Okay.
And one other has relocated to Springfield, and he has a question for you as to whether or not he's still valid as a member. And I sent each of you an email on the board, on the airport board's choices.
Recommendation.
I guess there's just that one.
Just one page to sign and three agreements. Is that what you have?
You will take that upstairs to her. Mm-hmm. She'll get you fixed up.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Anything else?
No, sir. We appreciate you.
Merry Christmas, gentlemen.
Yeah. I wanted to make a comment about the, we have two park board members that have served for a long time and have decided to step down, and both of them have said that they would reconsider their terms on the park board at a later date, but they had things going on in their lives that they needed to take care of. And one of those members was Jerry Sims, who did all of our architect engineering drafting for our pavilions and other projects that we did, and we will greatly miss Jerry's help. He was a great board member, and the other one is Mrs. Howe, who has been truly a great board member, but she had missed the last three or four meetings with her family's health issues and the passing of her brother, and we'll miss Brenda and her hard work and her dedication to the park board. Those people that serve in that capacity, most of them, the parks that are in their area, they watch over them, they take care of little things and call if there's, we've had very, very little vandalism in the parks, but there's an occasion or two where there's been some things take place that need to be overseen, and really appreciate the fact that they take the extra time other than just coming to the meetings to make sure all the parks are up in good shape and public welcome. So we'll miss those two board members, and the reappointment of Chet Dixon, as I mentioned there, is Chet's watches over the KDOC area for us, and he's a great board member.
I'm going to note that your motion to reappoint Chet went without a second. Let me note that there are three board members that are currently serving that would serve another term. I know that we're looking at these different boards, however, and there's been suggestion that a number of them have different appointees. What we can look at today on this board are five, three that are up for reappointment, Chet Dixon, Clint Hilliard, and Olin Tate. And there would be two other positions beside that. But those three are up for reappointment. What are your druthers, gentlemen?
You can remake the motion. I was just trying to find out all the information.
Right. You asked how many we had.
Right. So yeah, so it wasn't.
But
you'll get a second this time.
Oh, you want me to? I just thought we'd take them one at a time.
That's fine.
And make a motion to reappoint Chet Dixon for a term, I believe, of 3 years.
Term would expire on 12/31/17.
Yeah.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to reappoint Chet Dixon, whose term would expire 12/31/17. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Clint Hilliard.
Motion to approve, to reappoint Clint Hilliard.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to reappoint Clint Hilliard, whose term would expire 12/31/17. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Let me note that each one of these terms would be effective to begin January 1, 2015.
Yes.
Olin Tate, by the way, we are late if we are going to reappoint him. This term would expire 12/31/15. He was missed being reappointed. He has served by virtue of the fact that he was on the board and not been replaced.
So moved. Olin takes care of the Kazee Mills part for us.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to reappoint Olin Tate. Term would expire 12/31/15. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carried.
I would make mention that throughout the years, and I say years because of the park board being established, and there's people that you run onto in a everyday basis that say, I'd like to serve on the park board sometime. And so you'll always say, well, fill out a application or a resume or whatever and send it in, then that's the last time that you think of it or they think of it until you see them again and they forget to fill it out, but she'll still show interest in helping improve the communities in our area. So the person that I would like to reappoint for and
fine,
you guys have input. We've just got the list of names here, but is Scott Gilman from for Brenda Howe's position, and that would take effect the 1st of January. Scott's heavily involved in the Forsyth Youth, and
that term expires 12/31/16.
That's fine. So be my motion.
What were you wanting for Jerry Sims?
Scott, Scott's last name is Duro or...
Duro
is the way he pronounces it. He works with, I know a lot of the programs in the Branson area, the football, basketball, baseball. He even works in the Forsyth area with all the youth, and we'd like to see some young people interested in serving. Both these young men are...
Motion on the floor is Scott Gilman to take the place of Brenda Howe to fill her unexpired term. Is there a second?
I don't know. Pardon? I don't know.
Or if you have some...
I'm just looking through the...
applicants.
Yeah. When's their next board meeting?
It'll be the first week, third week in January.
We've got two that haven't been reappointed.
No, these are taking the place of the...
That's what I mean. We've got two. There's two openings,
right,
technically.
Right.
Out of the seven.
Do you know Scott Drew?
No. Not that I know of.
I think Mr. Drew's actually a coach at, maybe a coach at Forsyth.
Football coach.
Football coach, the new football coach. So someone that's interested in park activities.
I'm going to second your motion on Scott Gilman. The reason I do so is we have board seats that we've been laboring over for 4 months, 6 months. As much as possible, I'd like to fill. We've asked for input from Mike, our presiding commissioner-elect, and have received that in some areas. It's just at some point we need to fill these positions.
Yeah.
All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay.
Nay. I don't know. I didn't get to do any research on it.
There's four or five applications that we have left for one remaining position.
I'm going to make a motion for Scott Drew. To the point, Scott Drew, did that term 16 also?
17. No.
No, it's
15.
16, 12/31/16.
No, 15, and it expires 12/31/16. You're right.
Yeah.
It was just to fill an unexpired term of Jerry Sims, who left us some months ago. I can speak to knowing this individual, although very little, and maybe face-to-face only once, but he's the individual that's running the new football program. Young, energetic, That's all I know about you.
Cool.
Good comments.
We have a group of board members that are very, I don't know how to term this without saying just physically involved with work at the parks when we do work at the parks. I know Road and Bridge, we have a transfer over from those people, but we have a large number of projects that, I'll use one example. Chet Dixon replaced all the concrete picnic tables with forms, poured the concrete, had another two board members come down and help him. One of the pavilions that we did where the concrete work was done on a Saturday morning. The park board members all went over and played a part in that work. It would have never got done that, and on a timely basis if we hadn't have done so. So the fact that we've got people that are energized and excited about working on the park board, and I'm very happy, no matter who they are, to have people excited about being a part of that project. I think we finish up our 15th or 16th park board project. This may be finishing up today. I think it's been very, very, very successful, and the public is very receptive. I made mention of at the Mincy Park one weekend, I was down there, and I counted 88 people there on a Friday evening, and up close to the next evening, they had a horse show event, which there was over 200 local citizens using it. So I think it's very, very worthwhile. Do you have anyone from the Hollister area, Brandon?
I don't. That's what I mean. I don't.
We had a Mr. Linkus from the Hollister area was a park board member and had to drop out for some reasons, and he was very excellent, attended all the meetings. I think the newspaper, Jan has been to several of the meetings earlier when we had meetings, have given us some good coverage on the parks, and appreciate that. And as you can tell, I'm excited about anything that we can do for the public and the park system.
I'll second to your motion for Mr. Giroux, or Giroux, however that is pronounced.
He says Giroux, but it's not spelled that way, so that's the reason I said.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay.
Nay.
Let's move to the Senior Citizens Board. Also, both, I think there are two appointments will be effective January 1, 2015. Beth Wyman is retiring from the board because she's taking public office. And then we had one individual who resigned from the board.
And do we have one that needs to be reappointed? Expires 12/31/14.
That's what that says. I didn't have that.
I make a motion to appoint Brenda Neal to that board. I know she's one of the applicants.
let me accept that, Dan, but let me go through these. We have Beth Wyman. Her position expires at the end of this month anyway, and she's leaving. So that would be an appointment that runs from January 1, 2015. On, I believe these are 3-year terms. Darlene Kagan withdrew from the board. Her term expires 12/31/17. And Leanne Caulfield's term expires 12/31/14.
But Leanne, she's not resigning or anything from that board.
I haven't heard. No, I don't know. I was reading that.
Right.
When it expired.
If she's not, I'm good with Leanne's staying on there, yes, whatever her term, extending her term.
Has anybody talked to her to find out if she wants to?
I think we appoint them and then let them decide.
We're good. We can fill a lot of spots today.
Second, Brenda.
See the cover sheet for that one?
How about that one?
That one. Motion is made and seconded to approve to appoint Brenda Neal. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. I'm putting down that will replace the Beth Wyman position.
I've seen Leanne several times here in the last couple of months. She's never mentioned anything to me about
it. It hasn't me either.
I'm going to make a motion to reappoint her.
Second.
Motion is to appoint Leanne Caulfield. Reappoint Leanne Caulfield. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
I know that we talked to Mr. Schofield. Did he have any appointments in these particular areas? I know that a couple of them he voiced his opinion, and I plan on supporting those.
Yeah, I don't know which ones he was looking at, though.
One of them is...
one was Mr. Kramer down in...
Yeah, George Kramer. And I'll make a motion to appoint Mr. Kramer.
This is not where we're at.
Unless
he's going on the senior board.
We still got others on that one?
We have one, I think, don't we?
Yes.
Move to appoint Ted Wozinski. I know he's recommended from some people on the board, I believe, isn't he?
I think it was two or three board members that...
Yes.
But I'll second your motion.
Motion's made and seconded to appoint Ted Wozinski. We'll denote that that'll be replacing Darlene Kagan, her unexpired term. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Board of Adjustment.
I don't have any. Is there anyone on the application?
No, I talked to Bonita, and she had talked with
Alan.
Alan, told you that, who had run for off Alan
Lawson
for the BOA. That's the only mention of anyone that I have.
Is he interested in being on the BOA?
By the way, for you all's edification, our prior BOA chairman is very ill.
Really? Alan was on the BOA, and he served on the PNC. If he's interested, he'd be a good one. He served in both capacities.
What'd you say, Danny?
I said he served on the PNZ and the BOA before.
If he's interested, you know for sure he's interested.
I don't.
I talked to Bonita, and she said that he. I took it from the comments that she made that he is interested.
Do we need to contact him before we put him on? Or are we just going to put him on there? Move to appoint Alan Lawson to Board of Adjustment.
Is that an EOA?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Yes, but Alan?
Motion made and seconded to appoint Alan Lawson to BOA.
I don't think it's been seconded yet. No?
I did say.
Okay.
Yeah. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Mark Weiss's position is up, and he has noted that he is interested in staying on the board if we will reappoint him.
Move to reappoint Mark Weiss.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to reappoint Mark Weiss to BOA. Discussion. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. For the record, note that each one of these appointments will be effective January 1, 2015. Planning and Zoning Board appointments. Gentlemen, we have Cedar Creek Township. Mr. Edwards passed away. That would be an unexpired term, which would end on 12/31/2017. Steve Adams' term expires on 12/31/2014.
Motion to reappoint Steve Adams.
That would be the Beaver Township.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to reappoint Steve Adams as Beaver Township Representative on Planning and Zoning. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Mike Schofield will be taking office January 1st, 2015. So there would be an unexpired term, which will expire at 12/31/15, and I think the individual that he had recommended was a George Kramer.
Motion to approve George Kramer.
Second.
Big Creek.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to appoint George Kramer as the Big Creek Representative on Planning and Zoning Commission. Term to expire the end of 2015. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Let it be noted that he had a couple of people on that, Ron, that he had had for that area, and I appreciate him finding those two people because we have had a hard time filling that position.
Is there another?
There is David Stewart, Jasper Township. His term expires at the end of this year. I don't have any idea. I haven't talked to Dave.
I haven't either.
I was at two planning zoning meetings in the last couple months, and I don't think you did either one of them.
is that something we can set aside and you gentlemen chat with, make a decision? I don't see another.
Well, Cedar Creek.
Well, I mentioned Cedar Creek.
But we don't have anyone, do we? I mean, I haven't had a soul from down there that... We had two. We had one right after, and both of them have passed away. And Mr. Haynes?
Correct.
So anyone in that area that would be interested sure would be appreciated if they could notify the commissioner, the someone that they're interested.
Yeah. Airport board. I don't have the time frame here on me, and there are names that are...
He said that they weren't until July.
Well, we had Joe Hall that went off. Yeah. He didn't go off the board. He moved out of the county. The question arose whether or not he could continue to serve. Council has answered that there is no requirement to live in county, but that's a discussion that the commission needs to have as to whether or not, and his wishes are to continue to serve if, in fact, he would be allowed to. The others, all I have are recommendations, but I didn't know there were other.
I thought he said there was one.
That's the one.
No.
No?
When he just came in, he said there was one that got off. Step down from the board, and then the question about Mr. Hall. Isn't that what you said?
I thought that's what he said, but...
Okay, let me back up. Didn't we have an individual?
I think Jim Youngblood stepped down.
Yes,
didn't
yes.
Point? By one of the three of us.
I don't remember. It sounded familiar, but I don't remember.
We have representation from three cities on there that make up that board also.
We'd need to find out.
Yeah.
If there's an appointment made or not.
We need to. I think we'd even have to look back and see what the minutes say.
Library board appointments.
How many do we have there?
Has there been two or three resigned from the library board?
We know Roxanne Young.
Huh?
We know Roxanne Young resigned. Did Barbara Weirman step down? Russell Jackson? This needs to be updated. I thought she went off also.
I thought so. Expiration of 30.
Is Phil Endicott still on there?
I don't believe that he ever was. Was he?
I don't know. He played a big part in...
I thought he was a part of the... Works for the Taney Hills... Yeah, the big...
Separate deal.
Yeah, the library.
He worked, I know he worked hard for the campaign for the library board, so... We better make a phone call.
Does he have to take recess while we find out, or do you want to put it off for another?
Well, let's do it, because we've got plenty of time. So, well, we've got 11 o'clock with the officers.
Yeah, why don't we put that, because there's three, and we...
Shanna, if you have any additional information regarding library board members, could you bring that down, please? Thank you. Transportation Advisory Board? What? She's going on?
No. Dan, you want to be on the board?
I thought that's what you were saying. Let's stand in recess for a couple minutes.